All right, this is audio for the Enlightenment. This is the standard version. If you have the ER version, just head back to the website and grab that audio instead. All right, so the Enlightenment was a period in which philosophy, especially political philosophy, became a critical motivator for many educated middle-class people across Europe. It saw the idea of humanism brought to its final application, government. Humanism applied to religion had created the Protestant Reformation. Humanism, when applied to science, had created the Scientific Revolution. Humanism applied to politics caused a number of governments to be overthrown. So we're looking at five core ideas of the Enlightenment. Number one is reason. So the absolute most important belief of the Enlightenment was that reason should guide humanity. Reason is the ability to make observations and to come to answers that make sense and are based on the information known. The writers of the Enlightenment stated that everything should be based on reason, government, science, daily lives, and even religion to some Enlightenment thinkers. Although this idea would have been very radical a couple of hundred years before this, Europe had a class of people who were ready to accept these ideas. Europe had already been through 200 years of Reformation and the Scientific Revolution. It had been 300 years since the printing press had made books affordable. By now, there was a large educated middle class in Western and Central Europe who were eager to follow these ideas. However, conservative powers, the royals and nobles, still resisted them. Topic two is popular sovereignty. So until the modern era, most kings and governments claimed their authority came from God, a concept called divine right. This idea was challenged in the Enlightenment by the emergence of popular sovereignty. Popular sovereignty is the idea that governments take their authorities from the consent and support of the people, not from God. And although some monarchs were relatively comfortable with this idea, there was a more frightening side to it. One application of this idea is that if a government fails or mistreats its people, the people have a right to replace it. This principle was used to justify both the American and French revolutions, and because of this, kings and queens doubled down on divine right throughout the Enlightenment, arguing that they could not be replaced because God chose them. Number three is constitutionalism. So the Enlightenment was mostly defined by its political writers, and one of the most important political ideas was the concept that governments should have a constitution. The idea of a constitution is just that government should have powers that are clearly defined, not just be able to make them up however it wants. A constitution was a sort of deal with the people, so that the people of a country could know exactly what rules and powers the government had over them, and what rights they, as citizens, would have. The idea came from Britain, who did not have and still does not have a single constitution. However, Britain does have a large number of documents that together define what the British government can do. These constitutional documents were the envy of Enlightenment thinkers in all other countries of Europe who did not have such guarantees. Number four is natural rights. So as the name suggests, natural rights are rights and freedoms that all people have regardless of whatever laws or governments they live under. This idea suggested that even the most powerful absolute monarch still have no right to do certain things to his or her citizens. According to John Locke, there were three natural rights: life, liberty, and property. All individuals were entitled to live in safety, be free from oppression, to acquire property, and to have it safe from theft or seizure. It is a responsibility and duty of government, Locke wrote, to uphold and protect the natural rights of individuals. The American writer Thomas Jefferson described natural rights as quote-unquote inalienable rights, because they cannot be taken away. This idea went hand-in-hand with popular sovereignty. A government could retain the sovereignty granted by the people only so long as it defended their natural rights. All right, and the last idea is equality. So one of the central ideas of the Enlightenment was that all humans are basically equal. It didn't necessarily say that everyone was as strong or as smart or as rich as anyone else, but that all people are people, and they should be treated the same as people. Many Enlightenment philosophers such as Rousseau or Locke thought that people are born entirely equal to one another, and it is only through their upbringing or through their society that they are made to be either bad or good, intelligent or ignorant. Now, equality was not the norm. Most European states were still involved with slavery. Most had nobles who obeyed entirely different laws and could hold different jobs that were permanently blocked from quote-unquote low-born or common people. And this inequality became one of the things Enlightenment thinkers fought hardest against. All right, that's it. Thanks for listening.